Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Joseph Salvano, S-A-L-V-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Salvano as described in the report cited above. Period. He is now a 63-year-old male who reports he was injured at work in 2017 when he slipped on the lift gate and twisted his right knee. Period. He was found to have a torn meniscus. Period. In 2019, he fell down approximately 12 steps and injured his lower back, right leg, and hip. Period. He was found to have a sciatic back problem before he underwent surgery on 6/3/21. Period. This involved two-level fusion, decompression, and laminectomy. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Per your cover letter, he has filed numerous claims with respect to alleged work injuries. Period. New paragraph. The current records show he did have a claim petition filed relative to an event of 6/20/19 in which he fell down a flight of stairs and injured his back, comma, right hip, comma, and left leg, period. He was seen at WorkNet on 6/21/19 stating he was going down steps the previous day with a hand truck. Period. He slipped and fell down 8 steps onto his back. Period. He developed constant pain over the lumbar paraspinal muscles. Period. It radiated to the right knee and was worse with ambulating. Period. History was notable for surgeries on the right knee, comma, left elbow, comma, and right shoulder. Period. He was examined and did not have any outward signs of trauma such as swelling, ecchymosis, erythema, or bleeding. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine and right hip revealed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar spine sprain and right hip contusion and initiated on medications as well as cryotherapy. Period. He followed up on 6/26/19 after his low back and right hip injury. Period. He was then referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. He was followed closely at WorkNet over the next few weeks. Period. On 7/15/19, he was going to remain on modified duty and was referred for a lumbar MRI. Period. At follow-up of 7/26/19, they reviewed the results of his MRI. Period. Dr. Hun, H-U-Y-N-H, explained he has a lumbar sprain with significant degenerative changes at L3-4 and L4-5 with a herniation and moderate central stenosis. Period. He was then referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. In paragraph, insert the results of the MRI here. Period. In paragraph, he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Shah on 8/2/19. Period. By then, he already had some physical therapy. Period. History was notable for chiropractic care 20 years ago. Comma, work injuries to the right knee and elbow, comma, left shoulder, left elbow and right shoulder, and motor vehicle accident injuries 30 years before with no injuries. Period. The shoulder surgery was done by Dr. Dwyer on 2/5/16 involving arthroscopic repair, type 2 slap lesion, comma, acromioplasty, comma, subacromioplastectomy, comma, release coracoacromial ligament and debridement, partial thickness, rotator cuff tear, comma, arthrotomy with complete distal clavicle excision of the right shoulder. Here, Dr. Shah evaluated Mr. Salvano and rendered diagnoses of lumbar strain and sprain with radiculopathy causally related to the work injury, along with lumbar stenosis that was pre-existing with possible exacerbation from the injury. period, he was referred for EMG, the right or low extremity, and was given restrictions for working, period. New paragraph, he then was seen by Dr. Fitzhenry, also at Premier, on 8/26/19. The plan was to pursue injection therapy, period. On 9/23/19, he wrote, right L4-5 and L5-S1 epidural injections were administered. Period, he had under 25 to 50% relief from his discomfort. Period. They elected to pursue further injections. Period, on 10/21/19, they discussed he had repeat epidural injections on 10/7/19 with 30% additional relief from his discomfort. Period, he still remains symptomatic. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry followed his progress through 11/21/19, having undergone additional epidural injections on 11/4/19. Period, this injection provided him with 0% relief. Period. He was then started on Zonegran, Z-O-N-E-G-R-A-N, and referred him back to Dr. Shaw for surgical consultation. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Salvano saw Dr. Shaw again on 12/13/19, period. He had physical therapy and injections as well as the EMG, period. He wrote this was a normal EMG of the right lower extremity, period. He was then started on, he was prescribed Valium to ease his anxiety for an updated MRI, period. He did see Dr. Shaw on 1/10/20 when they reviewed the results of the latest x-rays and MRI, both to be inserted here. Period, he diagnosed lumbar pain and lumbar radiculopathy and pre-existing lumbar stenosis with worsening of physical exam after the work-related injury. Period. They again discussed treatment options and planned on pursuing surgical intervention. Period. In paragraph, the epidural injections given by Dr. Fitzhenry included one on 9/9/19. Period. On 1/8/20, he had a new lumbar MRI that was not compared to any earlier studies. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. He also underwent flexion extension x-rays of the lumbar spine on 1/8/20. Period. They showed moderate degenerative changes throughout the mid and lower lumbar spine, most prominent at L4-5, consisting of disc base narrowing and osteophytosis. Period. There was no dynamic instability. Period. The petitioner then came under the neurosurgical care of Dr. Mitchell for a second opinion on 1/27/20. Period. In addition to the subject event, he learned the petitioner was involved in a motor vehicle accident when he was younger and had a head laceration, comma, left hand laceration, comma, and possible whiplash. Period, all of these occurred prior to 1986. Period, he did not require spinal treatment. Period, he had not injured his spine at work except for muscle pulls in the past. Period, Dr. Mitchell diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy and spinal stenosis without neurogenic claudication. Period, he recommended right L3-4 and L4-5 decompression if he was to undergo surgery for his leg symptoms alone. Period. They did pursue surgery on 3/9/20 to be inserted here. Period, this was right L3-4 and L4-5 decompression. Period. Mr. Silvano followed up postoperatively with some improvement period. He also participated in physical therapy. Appeared in 6320 Dr. Mitchell cleared him for home exercise program and referred him back to pain management for possible additional injections. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mitchell over the next many months, during which time he received additional treatment for his pain. Period. He evidently underwent a CAT scan and x-rays to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Mitchell referred him for a functional capacity evaluation on 1-3-22. Period. On 2-24-22, he indicated via video teleconference that he was the same as at the prior visit. Period. His wife was in the background and stated, quote, he is feeling great, period, end quote. Dr. Mitchell asked the petitioner if surgery helped provide relief, and he's responded, quote, it did not help much, period, end quote. His improvement was 25% to 30%, period. He had recently seen Dr. Rastogi, R-A-S-T-O-G-I, for pain management, period. He had some improvement with further injections, period. He participated in physical therapy post-operatively, period. As of this visit, his right leg remained 75% improved, period. He had undergone an FCE, period. As of 2-24-02, Dr. Mitchell deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement from a spine standpoint, period. He should be evaluated by Dr. Paul for pain management, period. He had undergone an FCE on 2-15-22, period. Dr. Mitchell thought it would be best served if he had a helper with his deliveries, which would enable him to work with less difficulties and for many more years within the parameters of the FCE. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Rastogi did perform a pain management evaluation on 8-20-20. Period. His recommendation was further injections for lumbar facet arthropathy, comma, myofascial pain syndrome, comma, neuropathic pain, comma, herniated lumbar nucleus pulposus, and facet arthropathy along with chronic pain syndrome, period, on 2-15-21, he underwent a repeat lumbar MRI to be inserted here, as marked, period. He also had additional x-rays performed on the dates above, period. On 6-3-21, he underwent surgery by Dr. Mitchell. Period. This was an L3-4 and L4-5 decompression with bilateral L3, comma, 4, comma, and 5 nerve root decompressions, semicolon. L3-4 and L4-5 posterior lumbar arthrodesis with local morselized autograft harvested during laminectomy and segmental pedicle screw fixation, parentheses, L3, L4, L5, close parentheses, semicolon, placement of biomechanical interbody devices at L3-4 and L4-5. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were lumbar radiculopathy and spinal instability. Period. He again followed up postoperatively along with x-rays, period, intravenous Doppler ultrasound on 6-8-21 that did not reveal any deep vein thrombosis, period. He did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 2/15/22. It's found he performed it with good effort, resulting in an ability to perform heavy physical demand category activities. Period. However, he was unable to achieve 100% of the physical demands of his job. Period. On 11/8/22, Dr. Barr performed an exam relative to his right knee with respect to the incident on 9/8/17. Period. He reported not working since June 2019 and formally retired on 4/1/22. Period. He had a work injury to the right knee in 2001, after which he underwent arthroscopic surgery. Period. He did well after that. Period. He had prior work injuries and subsequent work injuries. Period. He had a work injury in June 2019 to his back and underwent a lumbar fusion by Dr. Mitchell in June of 2021. Period. Dr. Barr performed an exam and diagnosed degenerative arthritis of the right knee and right knee pain. Period. He deemed Mr. Silvano had reached maximum, had plateaued medically and reached maximum medical improvement. Period. No further treatment appeared indicated. Period. Any need for treatment would be related to his degenerative arthritis and not to the work occurrence. Period. Upon exam, he had good motion of the knee with no gross instability or atrophy. Period. There was no effusion or stenovitis noted. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a suntan that he attributed to spending time in Myrtle Beach because he has a house there. But he also enjoys fishing outdoors. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Deep tendon reflexes were 1 plus at the patella bilaterally, but 2 plus at the Achilles. Period. Motion of the right knee was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the left knee, as well as both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar cervical. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period inspection revealed a midline and right paramedian longitudinal scars consistent with his surgeries. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 75 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Period impressions. On 9/8/17, Joseph Silvano injured his right knee at work, as noted in my prior report. Period. I may mark up some of that to be inserted. Period. He evidently received an order approving settlement on 12/12/18 for 30% of the right leg with a 20% Abdullah credit due to prior court order entered on 6/24/04. Period. He remained symptomatic at that time. Period. He, since evaluated here, he did not undergo any appreciable treatment for the right knee. Period. He was treated for his back after a new incident of 6/20/19. In terms of the knee, he was only seen by Dr. Barr on 11/8/22 when he deemed he had arthritis unrelated to the work accident. Period. New paragraph. On 6/20/19, Mr. Silvano fell down a flight of stairs and injured and sustained multiple injuries. Period. He then underwent a long course of diagnostic testing and treatment as noted above. Period. This included surgery on the lower back. Period. Insert the operative report here. Period. He also had injections to the lower back and therapy. Period. He participated in an FCE on 2/15/22. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the right knee, there remains 5%, permanent partial disability of the right leg, that I opined were due to pre-existing conditions. Period. My opinion relative to that permanency and causation remains the same. Period. In terms of the 6/2019 event, I would offer 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. A certain portion of this is attributable to pre-existing degenerative conditions. Period. At the right hip, comma, left leg, comma, and right leg, there is 0% permanent partial disability with respect to the incident of 6/2019. Period. New paragraph, you have informed me that he has filed numerous claims going back to 12/22/19, resulting in a shin laceration and fracture. Period on 2/12/01, he had injury to the right leg and knee. Period on 5/2/02, he had injuries to the neck, left shoulder, and left elbow. Period on 8/1/11, he claimed an occupational exposure resulting in carpal tunnel syndrome. Period on 8/23/12, he had injuries to the right shoulder and cervical spine. Period, he alleged an accident on 11/14/13, resulting in injuries to his back. Period, this was resolved on 5/4/15 under a Section 20. Period, he also alleged an accident on 2/20/14, resulting in injury to the back. Period, that resolved on 5/4/15 for 5% permanent partial total based upon the lumbar spine strain and sprain. Period, he also had an injury on 11/9/15 to the right shoulder. Period. Neat paragraph. Mr. Salvano appears highly functional and volunteered that he does spend time outdoors fishing and while living in Myrtle Beach. Period. His clinical exam is unrevealing. Period. End.